Sechtes Mikvoyus Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah further discusses the halacha of chatzitza on begodim, on clothing, on articles of clothing that require tefillah, that have a chatzitza, that have something, some dirt on it, that may be a barrier, act as a barrier between the article of clothing and the water which it's being immersed in. Matfochos shel zafosin, the aprons of people who smear barrels with tar. They used to waterproof the barrels by smearing them with tar, and the fellow who would do this would be wearing an apron. Vishal yoitzrin, people who manufacture vessels. Vishal mafsali ilonis, the people who prune the trees. So these are all cases where they wear these aprons to protect their clothing. So therefore, ein choytzitzin, it will not be a chatzitza if there is dirt accumulated on this beged in a situation where it's a miut and it's only a little bit. The reason why it's not a chatzitz is because the people who wear these articles of clothing are certainly not makbid. They don't care about the fact that these aprons are dirty, because that's the intended use. And even if it would be a talmud chacham, which we've learned earlier, that he's makbid on dirt on his beged in this situation, they're not makbid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afshal kayotzen, people who work with trees that have thorns on them, and they wear these aprons to protect them from their clothing from getting torn or getting caught on the thorns, kayotzeben, have the same halacha. And what is Rabbi Yehuda eating? What is he disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma? So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that inasmuch as these begodim are there to protect the inner garments from becoming ripped, but being that they're not makbid on wearing these aprons and letting them get ripped, they're certainly not makbid on dirt that accumulates on them. Whereas the Tanna Kamma holds that, no, they may not care about it getting ripped, they are still makbid on not letting it get dirty. Zaklal, the Mishnah concludes with a rule, kol ha-makbid olav, any type of dirt which a person would be makbid, he would want it removed. Choytzitz acts as a chatzitza v'she'en ha-makbid olav, if a person has no hakpoda, if the garment gets dirty, as we explained, it's a miyat she'en ha-makbid, midrabanan, ein choytzitz, it is not choytzitz. Mesechtas Mikvoyos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. This perik primarily deals with the halacha of tefillas kelim in a mikveh, and the first Mishnah talks about yodos hakelim. So the Mishnah says, "Kol yodos hakelim, all handles of kelim shechnisan, that one inserted." Now, obviously, the understanding is there's a socket where the handle is inserted into the keli, and this fellow did it shaloi kedarchan. It wasn't positioned; it wasn't inserted properly. Oy shechnisan kedarchan, or it was inserted the right way, but it wasn't tightly fitted in, or it was tightly fitted in, but v'nishbru, the handle cracked off in a way where it can no longer be used as a handle. So the Mishnah says, harei elu choytzin, all these three cases, being that it's not being used in a normal use, so it acts as an extra thing that's attached to the keli, which would be a chatzitza between the keli and the mikveh. And the Mishnah continues, kli Hitviloi derech piv, if you have a keli, a vessel that has a receiving area, a bottle, a jug, and the person inverted where the mouth of the vessel is facing down, and that's the way he put in the mikveh. And as we know, that the inside of a keli, of an empty keli, is not just empty, there's air in there. And therefore, when you put it face down in the water, the air will not allow the water to get into the keli, and therefore, the keli is not totally immersed in the water because you have the airspace that's acting as a barrier between the water and the inside of the keli. So the Mishnah says, ki'ilu lo taval. On this Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba, Paskins, and Simon Reish Beis Sivov, that this is only talking about a keli that has a very narrow neck and a very narrow opening. But if it would have a wide opening, then it would not be a problem. The Vilna Gaon over there in Siv Katan Vav disagrees, and this is a machlokes apoiskim as to how wide the opening of the keli should be. But the minug in Klal Yisrael is to turn it sideways to allow all the air to escape, as we will learn further in the Mishnah, and that is the way we toivel all kelim with openings on them. Continues the Mishnah, Hitvila kedachoy. Let's say this keli with the lip, with the opening, he put it in the normal way with the bottom down. Beloy zibayrus, but he didn't allow the neck of the keli to be submerged in the water, or he didn't turn it on its side. So it's achi yitenu al tilay. He has to turn it aside again to allow the water to escape, because we're still concerned if it has a narrow opening that the ear will not allow the water to get in. But once you turn it aside, the ear escapes and then the water replaces it, and then it is totally immersed in the mikveh. Similar halacha klishu tzar mikan mikan. A person has a keli where it is two openings on either side. It's narrow on both sides. V'rochav and emtza in the middle, the center is wide. Again, ein ator, it will not undergo a kosher tefillah and become tor ad shi'itenu al tzidei, till it turns sideways to let the ear escape. Tzolichas, a plate, shapio, shakua, it has a lip that's bent in, and there's an airspace inside that area. Ein tahira ad shi'nikvena mitzida, until he pierces it and makes a hole to allow water to get in when he's toveling it, because we're afraid that the water will not get into that area. The Mefarshim ask on this Mishnah that we have halacha that Beis HaStorim doesn't need Bias Mayim or Re'uya L'Bias Mayim when it comes to immersing vessels. If you have a hidden area by a keli, by tefillah of a person, we would need it to be Re'uya L'Bias Mayim. By a keli, we do not. So why does this Mishnah seem to insinuate that it does? This seems to be a shaila if this Mishnah is in not La Halacha. And for discussion about this, there's the poskim discuss it, and the Mishnah Achrona takes issue with it as well. Kalmorin hedyotis. This is a inkwell that regular people use, and it has a bent lip or open area on top to prevent spills. Eina tahora ad shinekveh mitzida, because it has a tight opening and it's specifically made not to allow anything to go out. So when you immerse it, the water won't go in. So the only way to be metired is achi nekven mitzido. You have to pierce it and make a hole in it, so it should absorb water over there as well. Kamorin the inkwell shel Yosef Hakoyin, of the person named Yosef Hakoyin, hoisa nekuva mitzido. It was pierced on its side, and therefore when it was toveled, it had underwent a kosher ma'aseh tefillah, because the water was able to get in there.